A Practical Guide to WordPress and the GPL, Chapter 2, Understanding the GPL Licensing of WordPress. Licensing. As noted earlier, WordPress is licensed under version 2 of the GPL. The text version of the GPL has accompanied every release of WordPress since its inception in the license.txt file included in each download. Originally, and until version 3.2 of WordPress, the license.txt file was a verbatim reproduction of the GPL with no reference to B2 or the WordPress contributors. Matt and his co-developers had, instead, included full attribution to B2 and Michel Valdrigui in the readme.html file included with each download. For example, in the open source spirit that pervades the WordPress community and which Matt has championed from the outset, the readme.html file in version 0.71 of WordPress said this: WordPress is built from B2, which comes from Michel V. We wouldn't be here without him, so why don't you grab him something from his wish list? Nice. As WordPress matured, each download continued to include a license.txt file and a readme.html file, but with the release of version 3.2 of WordPress, Matt and his co-developers added to the wording of the license.txt file. From that point forward, the license.txt file has commenced with this wording, the only change in subsequent versions being the year of copyright. WordPress. Web Publishing Software. Copyright 2011 by the contributors. This program is free software. You can redistribute it and/or modify it under the terms of the GNU General Public License, as published by the Free Software Foundation, either version 2 of the license or, at your option, any later version. This program incorporates work covered by the following copyright and permission notices. B2 is copyright 2001-2002 Michel Valdrigui. m@tdakata.com. http://tdakata.com. Wherever third-party code has been used, credit has been given in the code's comments. B2 is released under the GPL and WordPress Web Publishing Software. Copyright 2003-2010 by the contributors. WordPress is released under the GPL. Understanding the GPL. Freedoms. The GPL is an open source software license that is designed to protect four fundamental freedoms that are considered to underpin free software, namely the freedom to run the software for any purpose, study how the software works through access to source code and to freely adapt it, redistribute copies of the software to anyone, and improve the software and redistribute those improvements to anyone. Versions. First written by Richard Stallman and the Free Software Foundation, FSF, in 1989, the GPL has continued to evolve through successive versions. Version 2 was released in 1991, and version 3 was released in 2007. Version 3 is the latest version. Whilst WordPress is released under version 2 of the GPL, the introductory section in the license now states that you can redistribute it and/or modify it under the terms of the GNU General Public License as published by the Free Software Foundation, either version 2 of the license or, at your option, any later version. Clauses or paragraphs in the GPL are called sections. Summarizing the GPL. From the perspective of opening up software for use by others, the GPL was and remains a well-crafted open-source license. At the same time, it uses legally oriented language with which many WordPress users may be unfamiliar. In addition, and unlike the Creative Commons licenses for other forms of copyright works, the GPL doesn't have a simplified human-readable deed, as Creative Commons calls the summary of its licenses. For these reasons, the true meaning and impact of the GPL might not be immediately apparent to some WordPress developers, designers, and users. To boil things down, the following table summarizes key aspects of version 2 of the GPL. It doesn't summarize all clauses. Rather, it summarizes those that are most relevant to WordPress users on a day-to-day basis. A summary of the GPL. Copying and distribution. You may copy and distribute the program as long as you comply with some copyright notice and disclaimer requirements. Those requirements are that you publish on each copy an appropriate copyright notice and disclaimer of warranty, keep intact all notices that refer to the GPL and the absence of any warranty, and give recipients a copy of the GPL along with the program. Section 1. Fees. You may, if you wish, charge a fee for transferring a copy of the program and/or for warranty protection. Section 1 as well. Modifications, derivative works. You may modify the program or any part of it and distribute the modifications or new work as long as modified files contain notices regarding the existence and date of changes and any work that you distribute or publish that contains or is derived from the program or any part of it is licensed as a whole at no charge to all third parties under the GPL. Section 2. Distributing non-source forms. You may copy and distribute the program or a work based on it in object code or executable form on the terms of Sections 1 and 2, as long as you accompany it with either the complete corresponding machine-readable source code or a written offer, valid for at least 3 years, to give any third party the source code for a charge that is no more than the cost of distribution, or information you received as to such offer. This option is allowed only for non-commercial distribution and if you receive the non-source forms with such an offer. Section 3. Termination. If you copy, modify, sublicense, or distribute the program other than as permitted, your rights under the GPL will terminate automatically. Section 4. Downstream licensing. Downstream recipients of the program or any work based on it automatically receive a license from the original licensor to copy, distribute, and modify the program on the terms of the GPL. As a distributing licensee, you are not allowed to impose any further restrictions on the recipient's exercise of the rights under the GPL. Section 6. The GPL in a small nutshell. A super condensed summary would be along these lines. You can copy and distribute the program. You can charge a fee for transferring the program or providing warranty protection. And you can modify the program and distribute your resulting derivative work. But if you distribute your derivative work, you need to license it under the GPL. Otherwise, your license to use the program will terminate and you'll be infringing copyright in the program. Qualifications. Whilst many parts of the GPL are abundantly clear, certain aspects are, unfortunately, more complicated than the above summary might suggest. In particular, one needs to be aware of some important qualifications as to how the requirements relating to modifications, derivative works are intended to apply. The full text of Section 2 should be consulted for the detail, but key points are these. The intent is to control the distribution of derivative or collective works based on the program, not to contest your rights to work written entirely by you. If identifiable sections of the modified work are not derived from the program and can be reasonably considered independent and separate works in themselves, then the GPL does not apply to them when distributed as separate works. However, when you distribute the same sections as part of a whole, which is a work based on the program, the distribution of the whole must be on the terms of the GPL. And mere aggregation of another work not based on the program with the program, or with a work based on the program, on a volume of a storage or distribution medium does not bring the other work under the scope of the GPL. As we'll see in a later chapter, the intended meaning and scope of the modifications derivative works provisions have been the subject of considerable debate for many, many years, including within the WordPress community.